Welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In today's program, I will have two centerpieces. One will be In a Mist, and the other the more obscure records of Bix with Paul Whiteman. For the modern musician, I will turn to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra. Well, let's start with In a Mist. Some time ago, John Howard, the leader of the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra, suggested that I devote a WBIX program to In a Mist. I think it's a good suggestion, and I'm happy to do so. In a Mist is Bix's most famous composition. He recorded it on September 9, 1927 and played it in Carnegie Hall on October 7, 1928. I have an extensive discussion of In a Mist in the Bixography, and I refer you to that section in case you would like to have additional information. Let's start with the music. The first version of In a Mist that I will play is from the album Bix 1959. This is a Warner Brothers W1275 and consists of 12 songs related to Bix played by Dick Cathcart on trumpet with an orchestra under the direction of Warren Barker. Dick Cathcart played trumpet in the radio and TV series Pete Kelly's Blues. This will be followed by a version from Tom Talbert from a 1956 album entitled Bix, Fats, Duke, and re-released in 1993 by Seabreeze Jazz on CD, number SB3013. Tom Talbert, a big band leader in the style of Stan Kenton, made the arrangement and conducted. The musicians in the band are Joe Wilder on trumpet, Joe Soldon on flute, Danny Bank on clarinet, Harold Goltzer on bassoon, Jim Buffington on French horn, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. So here are two recordings of In a Mist from the 1950s, first by Dick Cathcart, followed by Tom Talbert.
Thank you.
I don't think I can state delicately my opinion of those two versions of In a Mist, so I think I'll skip that. I'd like to play a couple of recordings by Paul Whiteman with Bix, but not the very famous recordings like Dardanella or From Monday On or San and so on and so forth. These include Bix, but he doesn't solo, and he's not very prominent in it. Nevertheless, they are rather pleasant kinds of songs. I will start with the recording made in January 4th, 1928, and this is Take One of Smile with a vocal by Gaylord and Fulton. And I will follow that by a recording made next day on January 5th, 1928. This is an instrumental, Dolly Dimples. So here are two of some of the more obscure recordings of Bix with Paul Whiteman.
Silver and blue eyes.
Was Bix in that recording? Well, I guess we have to take the good with the not so good, I guess. Well, let's continue now with another couple of recordings of In a Mist. I played earlier two recordings from the 1950s. I'd like to sandwich those with one version from the 1930s and one from the 1970s. The 1930s version is from Bonnie Berrigan, and the 1970s version from Bucky Pizzarelli. On November 22nd, 1938, Bonnie Berrigan and his men recorded In a Mist, and the men were Irving Goodman on trumpet, Ray Conniff on trombone, Murray Williams and Gus Bivona on clarinet and alto sax, George Auld on tenor sax, Joe Lippmann on piano, Hank Whalen on the string bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. The arrangement is by pianist Joe Lippmann. That will be followed by Bill Challis's arrangement of In a Mist for the Bucky Pizzarelli's guitar quintet. This side is from a Monmouth Evergreen album, number 7066, entitled Bill Borden and Bill Challis present the Bucky Pizzarelli guitar quintet playing the piano music of Bix Beiderbecke. So here are two additional versions of In a Mist, one from the 30s and one from the 70s. Thank you. That was really nice. Of course, what do we expect from an arrangement by Bill Challis? The individual who helped Bix put down on paper all of this marvelous music that he had in his head. Okay, now let's continue with a couple of recordings of Bix with Paul Whiteman, the ones I call somewhat obscure. From January 28, 1928, I'll play take three of Back in Your Own Backyard, an instrumental, and that will be followed by a recording from February 13, 1928, again take three of Sunshine, with a vocal by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Austin Young, Charles Gaylor, and Al Rinker. So here are a couple of the somewhat obscure recordings of Bix with Paul Whiteman.
Cobwebs in your head, you're getting rusty, so you say, you're feeling bad, and everything looks red and sad. You're getting worried, yes indeed. I know exactly what you need. A little sunshine will make you feel okay. Now look here, give the blues a chance. Find a sunny place. Go and paint your face. Sunshine. Pay your doctor bill. Throw away his pill. You can cure your ill. With sunshine.
Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it gets too late? Hang them up out in the sun and they'll evaporate.
When the trouble starts pounding at your heart, rub the injured part
That was nice, wasn't it? Okay, we have come to the segment of the program where I play a record by modern musicians. I've played some of the recordings by the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra in the past, and I will play one today. John Howard, the orchestra leader, tells me that the orchestra is working on a new CD. Unfortunately, there have been some delays, but I'll let you know as soon as the CD becomes available. In the meantime, I'll play one side from their wonderful Doing the Raccoon CD on Stomp Off number 1271. Let's listen to Just an Hour of Love.
Thank you.
Isn't that a magnificent emulation of the sound of Bix and of the bands that he played with in the 1920s? I'm really looking forward to the new CD from the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.